Good evening. Or should I say good morning, depending on when you're listening to this. Could even be the afternoon. What you're listening to there is something that I put together earlier on in GarageBand, or GarageBand. Don't know what you call that thing. It is my own composition, and I thought it would be useful for this kind of podcasting malarkey even. It's kind of cool. Here, have another listen. See, isn't that kind of cool? That was put together in GarageBand on the iPad Mini using VoiceOver, which I think is kind of cool. So it's all synthetic or sampled sounds, giving that kind of cool band sense. But no, it was just me sitting on a very comfortable chair for 2 hours. Trying to figure all that stuff out. It was my second time putting together such a cacophony of music, of sound. I wouldn't call it music, because I wouldn't be that full of myself. I just selected the notes, selected the chords, put the beat to it. Now, okay, you do have to be a musician to put it all together. And to know what you want, and to know where things should fit. For example, if you listen to that carefully, you'll notice that I have an electric guitar type thing as the bass or foundation, but it's actually on an offbeat. It's on the same beat as the rest, but it's on the slightly offbeat. I then have the piano harmonizing with that, and then I have the strings harmonizing again with the piano, with the electric guitar thingy kind of ducking down, and then I have the drums building up after bar 4, and then a bar before each section they build up again. So you do have to know what you're doing, and you do have to know musically what will go and what won't go. Now hopefully that will go. But in terms of playing the instruments, you don't have to know any of that, because it just does it all for you. Anyway, I don't know if I'm going to be doing this very regularly, and as you can tell at the moment, I have a cold. I do hope to do this regularly, because I have a cooler app on my iPad here at the moment called... Hold on, I have to figure out what it's called again. What's it called? Boss Jock? Yeah, Boss Jock. Weird name for an app. But there you go. I'm finding that I'm turning off VoiceOver when I'm recording it, because there's a lock mic button that I have pressed, and it's along the bottom of the screen. So when I want to press it, I can just tap once, as opposed to tapping twice, or finding the button and then tapping. So it's a little bit more efficient. It's just a handy design feature of the app that they have the button right along the bottom of the screen all the time, so it's very, 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 very easy to find. As I said, I have a cold, so my brain isn't with it completely. I've had it for the last week, which is ridiculous. I'm recording this on a blue... a Blue Spark digital microphone. And this time, because I tried this before and it just didn't sound right, this time I have the Pop Shield on it, which is sounding a lot better. The quality of this mic is just outstanding. It's just fantastic. So I'm hoping that with this combination, it's a very portable setup. It is the most portable setup I've ever had for podcasting before. So who knows, maybe that will give me the incentive to actually go ahead and do this a little bit more. Although the mic is portable, it's not the most portable mic though, so it does need a little bit of setup when you're about to go. So it takes about 3 to 5 minutes to get it all set up but that might decrease as I become more familiar with it. Anyway, listen, thanks for listening. Leave a comment or an email or a whatever, Messenger or Facebook or Twitter or tweet or whatever, if you think I should do these more or if you think I should do these less. Topics that I'm thinking of covering are music, the Raspberry Pi stuff that I'm doing, the Arduino stuff, so making weird things, like I made a Christmas tree app or Christmas lights app for turning on and off the lights. Things that I'm doing in music. I was playing last night with a few good friends. Haven't been playing a huge amount of music lately for various reasons, mainly time. I could also do a few posts with Maeve, my 14-month-old daughter. She is very talkative. So she can entertain you. I can do post about anything, but you know yourself, if you're a follower of this blog, you'll know what will be my main focuses or areas of interest. Right, thank you for listening. Talk to you shortly.